with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, September 15th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com and a video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Going to see a top five team in the state. Fourth-ranked Woodbury Central welcomes in the Jays of Galen Catholic in week four of the high school football season. Final non-district game of the year for both teams. Should be a fun one in Mobile. We'll have all the action. Pre-game coverage gets started at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. We'll have an interview with Jeremy Schindler on our pregame show as well, and then kickoff is at 7 o'clock from Mobile. You can catch all the action again right here on air, KLEM 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. You can listen online at KLEM1410.com, or you can watch online. That's on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We'll also have a link on the homepage at KLEM1410.com. High school football tonight as Galen Catholic faces off with fourth-ranked Woodbury Central. And last night, the second-ranked Hinton volleyball team took a battle of ranked foes with 11th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's in straight sets last night in Remsen, 3-0. The first set of the night was the most entertaining, with both teams getting off to a strong start. Remsen St. Mary's knew the match was going to be tricky, and head coach Stacy Bunker says that motivated her team to get off to that strong start.
They wanted to make every set close. They didn't know if we were going to get one, but they wanted to at least make it a game, and they made that happen on that first set, and they used 200% of their energy to make it the score that it was.
And Hinton was down 24-21 when they used their final timeout in that first set. The Blackhawks would then rally to score 3 points in a row to keep things going into extra points and finish things off, scoring 6 of the last 7 points to win the set, 27-25. Hinton co-head coach Robin Moore says it's never easy to play the Hawks, and they proved that in the first set.
Yeah, they have a great group of senior girls here, and we have, you know, seniors too, and we played each other for 4 years. It's tough to play here. It's tough to beat them. You know, they're a ranked team in 1A, and they showed in that first set why. If they put that together later in the season, they'll be tough to beat.
And after the first set, the Blackhawks stormed away in the final two sets, taking the second set 25-11 and the third set 25-12. The Blackhawks started with a 10-0 run in the second set, sparked by four aces from Belle DeRocher. Coach Moore says that allowed the Blackhawks to start getting more aggressive with serving.
I thought the first set we kind of, our serves were high and, you know, kind of floaters. And the second we started out, and Belle started out good, and she was hitting the ball at a pretty good pace on the serves. And we kind of went to a faster tempo serve, you know, harder and more aggressive. And I think that took them out of their offense a little bit. The passes weren't up as, I mean, they passed well the first set. I think our serves took them out of their passing game the second set. So their sets weren't as good and couldn't get as quality as hits.
And the rest of the match was death by spike, tip, and pretty much every other attack imaginable for the Hawks. Hinton recorded 48 kills with just 14 attacking errors, and all six hitters who recorded one kill recorded five or more on the night. Coach Bunker says that kind of offense is tough to defend against.
They can work everywhere, and they can work everything. So little things, you know, we tried starting with a single block in the middle. We tried to really be conscious of, last year we got tipped a million times from them. We really worked on that, taking away their line. We only got burned a couple of tips. We only got burned a handful of times with the line. So we did make improvement, but going against a team like this, they still can get you in the end.
Bailey Bouvie led Hinton with 14 kills and was helped by a 39 Ashlyn Kovarna assist. Coach Moore says all they need to do is get a pass up to someone and the hitters will do the rest.
We're a well-rounded team. I mean, everybody looks at Bailey, of course, but, you know, our two outsides can bring the ball down. Avery had a great night. Carlin started out a little slow, but came on in the third set really, really well. And she's been leading us, you know, last two games. She's been second in kills. But, Ashton, she can just pick and choose whoever she wants to go to or where on the court if the passes are there, which makes us very dangerous.
Remsen St. Mary's falls to 5-2 on the season with a 4-1 Wargal Conference record. Coach Bunkers was excited about the challenge at this point in the year with the CYO tournament this weekend on Saturday. Remsen St. Mary's will be going up against some tough teams, and Coach Bunkers says this was a great tune-up for that.
you don't get to play teams like this every day, for sure, in our conference. And probably, I mean, this weekend we play CYO, so this is an awesome thing for us because we will play teams at this level again, so that will help. Keep working. Our blocking timing is really off, so we really do need to take away that. I still need to get some practices in with my back row specialists. I did a lot of in and out, in and out, in and out, trying to fix that, and it didn't work, so we'll be doing a lot of back row work too.
The second-ranked Blackhawks up their record to 8-0 with a perfect 4-0 Wargle Conference record, but things aren't perfect for the unbeaten Blackhawks. Coach Moore says things always come down to passing and serving for his team.
We need to be more aggressive on our serves and always serve receive. I mean, you can always get better on serve receive, passing, everything. I thought we on defense, we didn't get to our spots where we should have. We were sucked in a little bit, and we should have been on the sideline a little more. And they hurt us with that. They were hitting some deep shots and high off our hands, which we weren't getting to. So we have always things to work on.
And the Blackhawks will be at Trinity Christian on Thursday next week to continue conference play in the War Eagle. Again, those set scores 27-25, 25-11, and 25-12. In other War Eagle Conference volleyball scores, George Little Rock defeated Trinity Christian. That was a four-set winner, 3-1. South O'Brien swept away Harris Lake Park, no problem, 3-0 last night. In Western Valley Conference volleyball, Ridgeview battled to a four-set win over Westwood, 3-1. West Monona swept Lawton Bronson, 3-0. Siouxland Christian won a five-setter with Woodbury Central, 3-2. And in MRAC volleyball, with Sioux City West sweeping Storm Lake, 3-0. To the golf course yesterday, the Sioux City meet, one of those meets that was on the radar of the Bulldogs trying to take. Well, unfortunately, they were unable to get it as Bishop Heelan took home the win in the Sioux City meet at Whispering Creek Golf Course yesterday with a 329. Ours was not too far behind, though. Four strokes back of the Crusaders in second with a 333. Sergeant Bluff Luton shot a 342 and finished in third. The top finishers, the scoring finishers for the Bulldogs, Dylan Susamill and Jacob Pluger, each tied for third, shooting an 82. Tate Murphy, an 84, and Cole Brownmiller shot an 85. And unfortunately, just kind of got off to a tough start, it looked like, and were unable to recover. But thankfully, the Bulldogs have a few more meets yet before they get to head to Fort Dodge again for district golf in a few weeks. Now let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. All kinds of football action in week four, and a couple more classes are going to get started in district play tonight. Starting in class 8 player district 1, where it is Boyer Valley at 5th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. Arweva is at West Harrison. Siouxland Christian is at Woodbine. And the non-district game there is Newell Fonda at Harris Lake Park. In Class A District 1, our contest for you tonight is the non-district game in that district. Galen Catholic at 4th-ranked Woodbury Central. Again, pregame will start at 6:15 with Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock, and you can watch the game on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel, or you can listen to it right here as well coming up tonight. Hartley Melvin Sanborns at Akron Westfield. South O'Brien's at MMCRU. Both the home teams in that matchup are unbeaten in district play. Going to be a great matchup there. MMCRU's celebrating homecoming this week, so happy homecoming for the Royals. Looking for a good win against South O'Brien tonight. And Sibley O'Cheedon is at Alta Aurelia. In Class A District 8, again, we mentioned the non-district game is Galen Catholic at 4th-ranked Woodbury Central. Council Bluffs St. Albert heads to Kingsley to take on the Panthers of Kingsley-Bearson River Valley. Westwood is at Tri-Center. Logan Magnolia is at West Monona. Then in Class 1A District 1, it's district play getting going after 3 weeks of non-district action. Ridgeview is at Hinton to open up district play. It's the Alphabet Soup Bowl as MVAOCOU is at OABCIG. That's Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak, Ute at Odebold Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove. Lawton Bronson is also at West Sioux. In non-district play in Class 4A District 1, MOC Floyd Valley is at 4th-ranked Lamar's tonight. It is Waterloo East at Fort Dodge, as Denison Schleswig's at Glenwood, Sioux Center is at Spencer, and Perry's at Storm Lake. You'll notice only 5 games there. Last night, 8th-ranked Bishop Heelan beat Sioux City West 49-7. In Class 2A District 1, now outside of Plymouth County, 4th-ranked Western Christian is at 6th-ranked Cherokee. Third-ranked West Lyons at Unity Christian. Second-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock is at Sheldon. And in Class 3A District 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton is at 7th-ranked Harlan. Algona is at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. And 4th-ranked Creston is at Carroll. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Scores, results, news. We got a link to the video stream up there tonight as well. You can check that out. Again, pregame is at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Kickoff at 7 o'clock as Galen Catholic takes on 4th-ranked Woodbury Central down in Mobile. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We'll have football scores from around Plymouth County up there. That's at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.